بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن والاه وبعد. This is our 23rd session from Medina Book 1. And we are trying to continue with lesson number 13. The last two classes we have been talking about broken plurals, particularly in sound plurals, and plurals in general, plural pronouns, plural verbs, and so on. Naam. We had the plural of ذهب is ذهبوا, يعني هو ذهب هم ذهبوا. We had the plural for the pronoun هو, هم, right? And the second part of the lesson, we have hinna or hunna for the plural of ha, and the habna as the plural of at, the habat, the habna, and so on. So we're talking about plurals for the most part. And before the salat, we were saying that plurals are of two types: sound plurals and broken plurals. And you can find this in the key, which we read previously. We're not so much concerned about the sound plurals right now, because the formation of sound plural is simple, as we demonstrated earlier before the salat. It's just a matter of elongating the last vowel. So if you had Muslim, it would become with Dhamma, it would become Muslimun. If you had Mu'min, with Dhamma, it would become Mu'minun. If you had Kafir, with Dhamma, it becomes Kafirun, and so on. Munafiq, Munafiqun. Sound plurals are relatively easy. You just elongate the last vowel. But what we are more concerned about is broken plurals. And we began to discuss before the Salat broken plurals. And we said that we are using these three letters: Fa, Ain, and Lam as the root for patterns in Arabic, whether we are talking about nouns or verbs or whatever. The three letters Fa, Ain, and Lam are used to represent patterns in Arabic. The fa represents the first letter of the root of a word, and the ain represents the second letter of the root of the word, and Lam represents the third letter of the root of the word. So if we're looking at a word and we're looking at the root of the word, the first letter of the root, of the triliteral root, the first letter in the pattern is represented by fa. And the second letter of the root in the pattern is represented by ayn. And the third letter of the root is represented by lam. And we gave the example, the first example that we gave is the word talib, which was given an example of the first exercise of part A of lesson 13, the word talib. And we said that this word talib, if we want to know the root of it, we have to get rid of any extra letters, right? Added additional letters. And we know that usually it's a long vowel in a word that is an additional letter that's added. So if we get rid of that long vowel, most of the time we will have the root. So in this case, the root of this word would be, we said, it would be ta and lam and ba. Alright? So the first letter of the root is ta. The second letter of the root is lam. And the third letter of the root is ba. Ta in the pattern is represented by fa. This lam of this word in the pattern will be represented by the ayn. And the ba of this root in the pattern will be represented by a lam. So whatever happens to fa in the pattern, that's what we're going to do to the first letter. Whatever happens to ayn in the pattern, that's what we're going to do to the second letter. And whatever happens to lam of the pattern, that's what we're going to do with the third letter. That's what we said. That's what we talked about before Salat. Okay? Whatever happens in the pattern to the fa, we're going to do that to the first letter. What happens to the ayin, we're going to do it to the second letter. What happens to the lam, we're going to do it to the third letter of the root of the word. So for example, we said that the broken plural pattern for the letter talib, we said that the broken plural pattern for the letter talib is the pattern fu'al. The pattern fu'al. Fu'al. Okay, that means this is the fa, the first letter. This ayn represents the second letter. This lam represents the third letter. So what are we going to do to it? Number one, we're going to put on the first letter, dhamma. On the second letter, there's going to be shadda, fatta, and alif, elongation. And the third letter, there's nothing that we have to do to it. Okay, so we have to do what? Shadda, fatha, and elongation of the fatha. That's what we're going to do. So based on that, for this letter, talib, to the first letter, the fa, we're going to do what? Dhamma. For the ayn of the root, we're going to do what? Shadda, fatha, and alif. Shadda, fatha, and alif. And that's how we take a pattern and derive the broken plural for a word that's from that pattern. So any word whose broken plural is from this pattern, fu'al, we're going to do the same thing to it. We're going to put dhamma on the first letter, shadda, fatha, alif on the second letter. That's what we're going to do. Dhamma, shadda, fatha, alif. Alright, so as far as the words on this pattern, we gave some examples. And from amongst the examples of words on this pattern, we're talib, tajir, amil, katib, kafir, hafiz, and malik. Okay, let's take a word that we didn't do before. We'll look at it. Hafiz. Hafiz. Okay, the word, right? Hafiz. What does it mean?
Preserver.
Protector, memorizer. Hafiz. Hafiz al-Quran, person who has memorized the Quran. Hafiz al-Hadith, person who has memorized the hadith. Like Al-Hafiz ibn Hajj al-Asqalani. His title, Al-Hafiz. Why? Because he's a scholar of hadith, memorized the hadith. The one who wrote the explanation of Sahih al-Bukhari. Al-Hafiz ibn Hajj al-Asqalani. Why do they call him Al-Hafiz? Because he memorized the hadith. Naam. Okay, so Hafiz, the root of this word is what? Ha. Fa, va. Okay, because this is an extra added letter, right? The long vowel almost all the time is going to be the extra letter. And sometimes it will be other letters, but most of the time you're going to see it's going to be a long vowel. Sometimes it could be other letters. Okay, so we take these three letters which are the root, triliteral root of the word, and we take the pattern, and our pattern tells us to do what? Dhamma, shadda, fatha, alif. Dhamma, shadda, fatha, alif. So what do we have? The plural of hafiz? Huffadhun. Shadda, huffadhun. Huffadhun. And one more example before we go on, inshallah. We're just trying to learn how do you use the pattern. How do you use it, okay? You take the pattern and see what happens with the pattern. Apply that to your word. Okay, another example that we could use is the word katib. Katibun. Katib. Katib is a person who writes. A katib. He's a writer. Okay, as far as this word katib, what would be the root of the word katib? Kaf, ta, and ba. But this is a long vowel, right? We know that's an added letter. A long vowel. Alright, so we have kaf, ta, and ba. Okay, our pattern tells us to do what? Bamma on the first letter, shadda on the second letter, with fatha and elongation, alif. Bamma, shadda, fatha, alif. So we're going to do what? Bamma, again, what? Shadda, fatha, alif. So what do we have? Kuttab. So the plural of katib is kuttab. And this is how we do with every pattern, no matter what the pattern is. Of course, some patterns is going to tell us you have to put something before the first letter, or something after the last letter, or long vowels somewhere else. Different types of long vowels. It doesn't always have to be fatha alif. Could be dhamma waw, long vowel. But whatever it tells us to do, that's what we do. We apply that to the root of the word. First we have to what? Determine what's the root of this word hafiz. Ha, fa, va. What's the root of this word talib? Pa, lam, ba. Once you get the root, you have three letters. The first letter is going to be represented by the fa of the pattern. The second letter is going to be represented by the ayn of the pattern. And the third letter of the root is going to be represented by the lam of the pattern. Whatever happens to the fa, that's what you're going to do to the first letter. Whatever happens to the ayn, that's what you're going to do to the second letter. Whatever happens to the lam, that's what you're going to do to the third letter of the root of the word. Okay, we're going to look at one more pattern, and then we're going to go on and complete the exercises from the first part of lesson 13. Okay, we're going to look at one more pattern, and that is the pattern af'al.
I have a question.
Yes, you have a question. The shadda here?
Right.
Doubles the letter, yeah.
Right, doubles the first lamb, right? The lamb, right?
Yeah, it doubles the lamb, yes. No, I have an alif here. Alif. That's alif. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Yeah, the alif is elongating the fatha. Because in our pattern it tells us shadda, fatha, alif. So that means this alif is doing what? Elongating the fatha. It could be a dhamma followed by waw, meaning the waw is elongating the dhamma. It could be a kasra followed by ya, meaning what? The ya is elongating kasra. But here, this alif is elongating fatha. Naam, alif elongates fatha. So whenever you see a fatha followed by an alif, unless that alif is a seat for hamza, and in which case the alif doesn't count, right? When it's a seat for hamza. But if it's not a seat for hamza, then it's elongating the fatha. Okay, this pattern... Yes, you have a question? Sorry, go ahead.
You said fu'al or fu'alahu?
Fu'al.
Oh, no, I'm saying the next pattern. That's pattern 8 or pattern 2.
Oh, the pattern we want to look at is af'al. Whichever one it is. It came in the book, in the exercise that we're doing, it came as the next pattern. In the exercise number 1. Exercise number 1. The first part of lesson 13, exercise number 1, it came in that exercise. Okay, as the first, second, third pattern. Not in the key, in the exercise, in the Arabic part of the book. It came as the third pattern. Okay, it doesn't matter which order, but it just came. So I'm just taking it as it came in the exercise. Okay, this pattern is af'al. Af'al. Actually, to be more clear, we know that the pattern is dealing with three letters, right? That's fa, ayn, and lam. Which means that this hamza here with fatha, this hamza with fatha is added. Alright? It's added, right? The first letter of the actual pattern is represented by fa. It takes sukoon. The second letter of the pattern takes fatha alif. So in this pattern, we have fa, we have ayn, we have lam, right? But in addition to that, in addition to the fa, and the ayn, and the lam, which are the three parts of a pattern, we have before the first letter, we have something that you got to add. You got to add hamza with fatha, before the first letter of the pattern. Actually, the first letter of the pattern is the fa, right? The first letter of the pattern is going to take sukoon. But before that sukoon, we're going to put a hamza with fatha. The second letter of the pattern is going to take fatha elongated by alif. Fatha elongated by alif. So we're going to do three things. We're going to put hamza with fatha before the first letter. The first... Somebody's telephone is ringing. Okay, doesn't matter. It's not disturbing me. I'm just letting you know it could be important. The first letter is going to take sukoon. And the second letter of the pattern is going to take fatha alif. Alright? So the first thing we're going to do, we're going to add a letter before the first letter. We're going to put sukoon on the first letter. And we're going to put fatha elongated by alif on the second letter. Third letter, we're not going to do anything to it. Okay? So for example, we have the word walad. Waladun. What does that mean?
Boy.
A boy. It only has three letters, so we don't have to look for the root, right? So we know the first letter is waw, the second letter is lam, and the third letter is dal. Walad. As far as the pattern, what does it tell us to do? Before we do anything to the first letter, we got to do what? We have to add hamza with fatha. As far as the first letter, what does the pattern tell us to do?
Sukoon.
The second letter, what does it tell us to do? Fatha elongated by alif. That's it. Hamza, fatha. Sukoon, fatha, alif. Alright? So from walad, we know the plural for walad on this pattern of afa'al, it is what?
Awlad.
Awlad. Awladun. And we said before last week, just as a reminder, that this word could have tanween, right? Or it could have alif lam. It doesn't have to have tanween because it's a noun, right? A noun can take tanween or alif lam. If it has alif lam, then it's not going to have tanween, right?
Correct.
It will become al awladu.
The boys.
But without alif lam, then it will be awladun.
Boys.
Alright, so these patterns are patterns for nouns. Nouns can take alif lam or tanween. So we're not putting tanween on the end because we're saying that what is constant in the pattern is what we are talking about here. As far as the alif lam or tanween, that's interchangeable with any noun, basically. Almost every noun, unless they are mamnu'a min as-sarf, they take alif lam and tanween. That's one of the signs of nouns, that they take alif lam and tanween, unless they are special words that are mamnu'a min as-sarf. In which case they take alif lam, but they won't take tanween. Okay, one more example for this pattern. It came in the book. And this is some of these a little bit. I want to find a different one, so it's very easy. Okay, I'm going to use this example. Qalam. What does qalamun mean? A pen. According to the pattern. Oh, first of all, the root. What's the root of this word?
Qaf.
Qaf.
Lam.
Lam.
Meem.
A meme. Qaf, lam, and meme. So according to the pattern, it tells us to do what to the beginning of the word?
Hamza.
Add hamza with fatha. The first letter of the word, the fa of the word, does what?
Sukoon.
Take sukoon. The second letter of the root of the word, the ayn of the word, takes what?
Fatha.
Alif.
Third letter,
we don't have to do anything to it. We don't add anything to it. We don't add anything after it. All right. So we have what? Aqlam. Aqlam. So the plural of qalam is aqlam. Okay, this is basically how you use a pattern. What do you do? You follow the pattern in terms of vowels, elongation, anything added to the beginning of it, the middle of it, or to the end of it. You just do whatever the pattern tells you to do with the fa letter, with the ayn letter, with the lam letter. It may tell you to add something before it. It may tell you to add something after it. You have to do that too if that's what it tells you. Whatever vowel it tells you to change, you change the vowels. If the first vowel, for example, here was fatha, But the pattern says the first letter of the word takes sukun, you got to change that to a sukun. Okay, if it tells you, for example, that the second letter takes fatha aleph, and the second letter only had a fatha, then you got to elongate that fatha. Okay, it remains fatha, but now it has to be elongated. Sometimes the vowel may be changed, sometimes it may be elongated. Sometimes something added to the beginning of it, sometimes something also added to the end of it. It may be added to the beginning and the middle, maybe added to the middle and the end. Okay, all kind of changes can take place. Sometimes it might be beginning, middle, and end. Something is added, huh?
No.
If you want the plural of that word, you got to add. You got to make these changes according to the pattern. All right. Now, before the salat, the brother was asking a question. I want to go back to it just briefly. Somebody asked it last week, and somebody asked it this week, and somebody will ask it again next week. Try to understand. These patterns have a purpose and a benefit. One benefit of these patterns is that when you recognize a pattern, you know that there's a pattern of af'al. So when you see a word that is on that kind of pattern, like awlad, aqlam, a'mam, and so on. When you see words on that kind of pattern, number one, it helps you to recognize that it's probably a broken plural, more than likely. Number two, even though you might not know that word awlad, but maybe you know the word walad. You say, wow, awlad. Sounds like a word that I know, something like that. And you know that there's a pattern of af'al. So when you see awlad, you say, you know what? This is af'al pattern. This comes from what? Walad. Oh, I know what waladun. Waladun means a boy or child. So awlad is this plural, means children or boys. Okay, so it can help you to identify the meaning of words that you don't even know. But you might know the singular of it. Or you might know a verb in the past tense, you don't know what its mudari is, present tense. Or you might know a word, for example, the root of a word, but you don't know the ism fa'il, the word that's used for the one who does the action that word indicates. Or the one that the action happened to, that word indicates. You know the root of the word? It will tell you sometimes that this kataba. I know kataba is something about writing. But maybe you don't know katib. But if you know the wazn, fa'il means the one who does the action. So when you see katib, you know that's the wazn, the ism fa'il for the one who kataba, who writes. So you know he's a writer. If you know the wazn, maf'ul. So when you see maktub, and you know kataba means about writing, and maf'ul means the one that the action happened to, then you know that the maktub is the thing that the action of writing happened to, the thing that was written. Okay? You know that this is the writer, this is the thing that was written, and so on like this. So the patterns help you to identify sometimes words that you don't really know. But you may know a word that comes from the same root. So you have the general sense of the essence of the meaning of it, but by the pattern it will tell you that this is a plural, or that this is a fa'il, the one who's doing the action, or the one that the action happened to, or is a broken plural, or whatever. It will tell you all of these kind of things. For us here now, with these broken plural wazns, I am suggesting that you try to learn each wazn with two or three examples, or four or five, or as many as you can. And the purpose of that is that you learn, you memorize, and you remember by association. By association, this is one of the ways of learning. You associate something with something else. You know this, if you associate it with something else, it will help you to learn other things that are associated with it. Okay, so these words that are examples that come from the same pattern, like in this case, aqlam and awlad, if you associate them together, when you learn them together. Okay, learn three or four or five or six words that's on the same pattern. And when you study them together as a group pattern. And try to associate them with one another. And remember that they're all in the same pattern. So if you forget one and you remember another one, the other one will help you remember. Okay, this is by association. Otherwise, the basic way to learn these words is you have to just memorize every single one of them. One by one, like every other word in the Arabic language, if you learn a new word, you have to memorize it. And along with it, you have to memorize its plural. But if you associate broken plurals from the same group with each other, that's an aid. That's all. It helps you. Otherwise, ultimately, you have to memorize. There's no escape from this, except there's no escape, no exception. There's no escape. You have to memorize it. All right, so these are some of the broken plural patterns that we have studied in the past two classes and that we should have been doing for homework. And hopefully we did the first exercise from part A of lesson 13 in class last week, 25 examples. And you should have written them out for homework. And you were supposed to also do for homework the rest of the exercises that remain in part A. And inshallah, we're going to do those exercises now. And as we go through these exercises from part A, you should be keeping in mind what we have been talking about here in reference to broken plurals. You should be keeping all of this in mind. I'm trying to recognize the patterns. Try to recognize the patterns and also comprehension, remembering the meaning of words. Okay, we're going to go to the lesson on page 70, the bottom of page 70, exercise number 2 from lesson 13. The bottom of page 70, part A, first part of lesson 13. These are the exercises that you should have done for homework. If you didn't do them for homework, you should really pay attention right now. You should really pay attention and make sure that you don't miss anything. Okay, this second exercise, as I explained to you in the end of the class last week, the instruction for this exercise, and I say again, the instructions for the exercise, you are supposed to learn them also. Every word that's in the instruction, you need to learn. So when you read the instruction, you know what you have to do. If you don't understand the instruction, how will you do the exercise? If you don't understand a question, how will you answer the question? Even if you know the answer, but you don't know what the person is asking you, and later on you say, well, I knew that. But you couldn't understand the question. But if you get stuck and you don't understand the exercise, you can go back to the key and read the instruction in English. But we don't want you to become dependent on English. We want you to learn the instructions in Arabic. Lesson by lesson. The instructions are repeated all the time. Almost the same instructions. So you have to learn them. A lot of the same words are used in the instructions. But you have to learn them. Okay? So do the best that you can, inshallah. Exercise number 2 says, Hawwil. Hawwil means to change or to transform. It's an ism. I mean a fi'l amr, a command form verb. How will change or transform al-mufradat. Al-mufradat, mufrad means singular. Here it means vocabulary words. The words that are allati tahtaha khat. The words that have underneath them a line. So what are they saying? Change or transform the underlined words. Transform it to what? Ila jumu'. To plurals. Kama, just as, huwa, it is, muwaddahun, made clear, fi al-mithal, in the example. Transform the underlying words to plurals, just as it is made clear in the example. Okay, what is the example? Mithal. Man hadha ar-rajulu. What does this mean? Huh? Who is this man? The answer, huwa hajjun. He's a pilgrim, a person performing hajj. Who is this man? He's a pilgrim, a person performing hajj. Now the underlying word is ar-rajul, right? So what you have to do is you have to change rajul from singular to plural. What is the plural of rajul? Rijal. Okay? So they gave us this and they said, but notice when you change rijal, you got to change hadha, because hadha is a singular ism ishara, singular, hadha. So when you change rajul to rijal, you got to change the ism ishara from hadha to what? Haulai. Hadha is used for pointing to things which are near. And haulai is the plural used for pointing to things which are near. Men haulai ar-rijal. So you change it, men hadha rajul, to men haulai ar-rijal. And you're changing hum, huwa hajun, to hum hujjaj. Because the plural of hajj is hujjaj. And hujjaj is upon the wazn of what? Hujjaj, hujjaj, fu'al, dhamma, shadda, fatta, alif. Hujjaj, hajj, hujjaj. Alright? So that's the example they gave us, and now we have to do the exercise. Okay, who take number one? I will read the English, you give me, I will read the singular, you give me the plural. I'm going to read the singular, and I want you to give me the plural. Who's going to take the first one? Naam. Okay, Ibrahim. I'm going to read the singular, you give me the plural. Okay, question and then answer. Min ayna hadha at-talibu? Min ayna hadha at-talibu?
Min ayna haulai at-tulabu?
Min ayna haulai at-tulabu? So he changed hadha to haulai and talib to tulab. Tulab is on the wazn of what? Fu'al, dhamma, shadda, fatta, alif. Tulab. Okay? Huwa min al-Hindi. Hum min al-Hindi. He changed huwa to hum. Hum is the plural pronoun for masculine third person. Plural. Huwa, hum. Okay, second one. Who take the second one? Naam, Najmuddin. Okay, I'll read the singular question. You give me the plural. And then the answer likewise. Aina at-tajiru al-kabiru? Aina at-tajiru al-kabiru? Plural.
Aina at-tajaru
al-kibaru? Aina at-tajaru al-kibaru? Okay, he changed tajir to what? Tujjar. And he changed kabir to what? Kibar. Okay? The plural of kabir is kibar ala wazn fi'al. Kasra, fatha, fatha, alif. Kasra, fatha, alif. Fi'al. Kabir, kibar. Taib, huwa fi suqi. Hum fi suqi. So where's the big merchant? He is in the market. He changed it to plural. Ayn al-tujjar al-kibar. Where are the big merchants? Hum fi suqi. They are in the market. They are in the market. Okay, number three. Who wants number three? Ahmed. Tayyib. Ayn al-mudarrisu al-jadidu? Ayn al-mudarrisu al-jadidu?
Ayn al-mudarrisuna al-jududu?
Naam. Ayn al-mudarrisuna al-jududu? Al-jududu. What does this mean?
Where are the new teachers?
Huwa 'inda al-mudiri.
Hum
'inda al-mudiri. Okay, notice in this example here, al-mudarris, the plural of mudarris is what? Al-mudarrisuna. Is this a sound plural or broken plural? Sound plural. We didn't change anything in the word. We just add una. Al-mudarris, al-mudarrisuna. Ayn al-mudarrisuna? Al-judud. Okay, judud is the plural of jadid. It's upon the wazn of fu'u. Fu'ul. Dhamma, dhamma. Jadid is changed. The root of it is what? Jim, del, del. On the wazn of fu'ul, you just put dhamma on the first letter. Dhamma in the second letter becomes judud. Judu. Jududun. Okay? Al-mudarrisuna al-judud. Huwa inda al-mudir, hum inda al-mudir. Okay, number four. Who wants number four? Number four. We need a volunteer. We didn't do one yet. Now. Wait. Somebody else. طيب أين الطالب الجديد Aina at-talibu al-jadid. What's the plural of talibu? Tulab. What's the plural of jadid? Judud. Okay, so, I mean, somebody take it. Now, you got it? Okay. Aina at-talibu al-jadidu. At-talibu al-jadidu. Okay. Aina at-tulabu al-jududu. Ahuwa fil fasli?
Hum fi fasli.
Ahum fil fasli? Tayyib. Aina at-talibu al-jadid? What does this mean? Where is the new student? Ahuwa fil fasli? What does it mean? Ahuwa fil fasli? Is he in the classroom? Tayyib. Ahuwa fil fasli? Ahum fil fasli. Okay, number five. Who will take number five? Number five. Nope, somebody who didn't do one yet. Somebody else has to participate. Naam, Bilal. Bilal. Okay, I'm going to give you the singular. Ahadha talibu ghaniyun. Ahadha at-talibu ghaniyun. What's the plural of hadha? Ha'ulai. Okay. Ha'ulai. Tulab. Ha'ulai tulab. What's the plural of ghaniyun? Agniyau. Naam. Agniyau. Ahadha at-talibu ghaniyun. The plural of it is what? Ahaulai. At-tulabu. Aghniya'u. Okay, what does this mean? Ahadha at-talibu ghaniyun? Is, huh? Is this student rich? Ahaulai tulabu aghniyau? Are these students rich? La. Huwa faqirun. What does this mean? La. Huwa faqirun. No, he is poor. Okay, so how do you say the plural of this, ya Bilal? La. Huwa faqirun. Fuqara. Fuqara'u. Naam. La hum fuqara'u. Fuqara. Fuqara. The plural of ghani is aghniya. The plural of faqir, fuqara. Okay, some of these plurals you might not really know, but they are part of this lesson, okay? And they are from the roots that we have here. Okay? Fuqara. Fuqara. Okay, number six. Why don't you ask Abdelaziz to lend you one? He probably has it in the office. Number six. Man hadha ar-rajulu. Man hadha ar-rajulu. Huwa dayfun. Huwa dayfun. Okay, who'll take number six? Naam, who didn't do one yet? Okay, Abdul Halim. We're going to come back to you. Don't worry, Ahmed. We want to make sure these other people do some work, huh? Man ha'ulai rijalu. Hum duyufun. Man ha'ulai ar-rijalu. Hum duyufun. What is the meaning? Man hadha ar-rajul? Who is this man? Huwa dayfun. He is a guest. A guest. Naam. Man ha'ulai ar-rijal? Hum duyuf. So the plural of rajul is rijal. The plural of daif, duyuf. Duyuf is on which wazn? Fu'ul. Dhamma. Dhamma waw. The first dhamma is short. The second dhamma is long. Dhamma. Dhamma waw. Fu'ul. Duyuf. Duyuf. Fu'ul duyuf. Type number seven. Number 7. Li akhun kabirun. Huwa talibun bil jami'ati. What does it mean? Li akhun kabirun. What does it mean? I have a big brother. Huwa talibun bil jami'ati. He is a student at the university. Okay, give me the plural. Now, Ibrahim.
Li ikhwatun kibarun.
Yeah.
Hum tulabun bil jami'ati.
Hum tulabun bil jami'ati. So he said the plural of akh is what? Ikhwa. Ikhwa. Ala wazn? Ala wazn fi'latun. 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 Ikhwa. Fi'la. This wazn takes kasra, right? Then it takes sukun. Then it takes fatha. And then it takes? And the end of it ta marbuta. Walaykum salam. End of it ta marbuta. Li akhun kabirun. Akh, the plural of it is ikhwa. The plural of kabir is what?
Kibar.
Huwa talibun hum tulab. The plural of huwa is hum. Plural of talib is tulab. Taib, number 8. Aina sadiquka? Zahaba ila al-maktabati. Aina sadiquka? ذهب إلى المكتبة. What is the meaning of أين صديقك? Where is your صديق? Where is your friend? ذهب إلى المكتبة. Meaning? He went to the library. Or the bookstore. المكتبة. المكتبة means library or bookstore. أين صديقك? ذهب إلى المكتبة. Okay, who make it plural? نعم, Ahmed.
أين أصدقاؤك?
أين أصدقاؤك?
ذهبوا إلى المكتبة.
ذهبوا إلى المكتبة. أصدقاء is the plural of what?
صديق.
صديق. On the wazn of what? أفعلاؤ. أفعلاؤ. So we have صديق, صاد, دال, and قاف. But we have to put in the front of it what? همزة وفتة. أفعلاؤ. أصدقاء. The plural of ذهب is ذهبوا. هو ذهب, هم ذهبوا. هو جلس, هم جلسوا. هو قرأ, هم قرأوا. Somebody help him to get to page 71. Page 71. هو كتب, هم كتبوا. طيب, number 9. Number 9. Hold on a second. Number 9, okay. Muhammadun lahu ibnun saghirun. Huwa talibun fil madrasati. Muhammadun lahu ibnun saghirun. What does this mean? Muhammad has a small son. What about his small son? Huwa talibun fil madrasati. He is a student in the... In the university?
School.
In the school, okay. His son is small. He's only 6 years old. Yeah. طيب, yeah, Hanif.
Next one?
Yeah, and number 9. Number 9. Muhammadun lahu ibnun saghirun.
Muhammadun lahu ibnun.
أبناء أبناء صغار
أم تلاب
نعم محمد له أبناء صغار هم طلاب في المدرسة. So we change ابن to what? أبناء. Change صغير to صغار. We change هو هم and طالب to طلاب. Type number 10. أزميلك مجتهد؟ نعم هو مجتهد. What does this mean? أزميلك مجتهد؟ Is zamil singular or plural? Is your classmate hardworking, diligent? Naam, huwa mujtahidun. What does it mean? Yes, he is hardworking. Hardworking or diligent. Okay, who wants it? Who wants it? Taib, fadl. Az-zamiluka mujtahidun? What's the plural of zamil? Zumala. Zumala'u. Zumala'u. What's the plural of mujtahid? Mujtahiduna. Jayid. Okay. So somebody give it to me. Az-zumala. Az-zamiluka. Change it to plural. Az-zumala'uka. Mujtahiduna. Naam. Naam, hum mujtahiduna. So we change zamiluka to what? Zumala'uka. Change mujtahidun to mujtahiduna. And we change huwa to hum. Okay, so basically this exercise is really just trying to give you practice with a couple of things. One, recognizing the plurals for these singular words, okay? Two, using the plurals of pronouns like huwa and hum, or hadha, ism ishara, and ha'ulai, and things like this. Okay, so really it's all dealing with, mainly surrounding plurals. Plural pronouns, plural ism ishara, and broken plurals for nouns. The next exercise is basically dealing with, it's also dealing with broken plurals, but it's dealing with a certain broken plural. If we look at these words, we see that we have abna'un and asma'un, which is on what wazn? Abna'un and asma'un. Is on what wazn? Af'alun. Naam. And we have zumala'u, which is on the wazn of what? Fu'ala'u. Fu'ala'u. And we have asdiqa'u, which is on the wazn of what? Af'ila'u. Try to get familiar with the broken plural patterns until you begin to, any word that you see, you can recognize the pattern in it. That's what you want to be, reach the point. That may take time. It may take weeks. It may take months. But the point is, start practicing, recognizing these patterns. Okay? We have three patterns here. We have afa'al, which is a regular broken plural pattern. And we have fu'ala, zumala, which is a broken plural pattern that is mamnu min as-sarf. Does not take tanween. Note that it doesn't take tanween. Fu'ala. And we also have the last one is from the wazn of af'ila'u, which is also a broken plural pattern that is mamnu min as-sarf. Does not take tanween. These two patterns of the eight that we have in this lesson, fu'ala'u and af'ila'u, these two patterns do not take tanween. They are broken plural patterns that are mamnu' min as-sarf. They don't take tanween. Alright, so pay attention to that. In this lesson, the main thing that we want to recognize is that when you connect these words that end, all of them, what they have in similar, these are three different patterns, what do they have in similar? They all end with hamza written on the line. Whenever you see a word that ends with hamza written on the line, if you join it in idhafa to a regular pronoun, ism zahir, a clear noun, a regular word other than a pronoun, if you connect it to a regular noun other than a pronoun, it remains in its exact form, no change in it. But if you connect it to a pronoun, notice that when you connect it to a pronoun, the hamza on the end of the word, it's not written on the line. It's written on wow. It's written on what? Wow. It's written with a seat. When you connect it to a clear noun, a regular noun, It's written in its normal form, on the line, the hamza. But when you connect it to a pronoun like who, or ha, or hum, or kum, when you connect it to a pronoun, you have to write that hamza on top of wow as a seat. Okay, so this is a reminder of what? Of how certain words, the way you write them, may change when they're used in certain ways. Okay, there may be some change. The hamza, sometimes it's written on a seat, sometimes it's not written on a seat. Here we're talking about in idhafa. When the words that end with hamza, written on the line, are in idhafa with pronouns. Who, whom, ka, ki. Okay, when they're written with pronouns, you have to write that hamza on top of a seat. Now,
is the waw only used when it's marfu'un?
No, it's not only used when it's marfu'un. As far as when the hamza is written on different letters, that's a whole different science altogether. We talked about it once before, but it's a lengthy discussion, and we don't want to get sidetracked with it. But in any case, the rules for hamza, there are many rules. Okay, there are rules for when it's written in the beginning. There are rules, different rules for when it's written in the middle. And there's another set of rules for when it's written on the end. Okay, and that it depends on different combinations. It depends on the vowel of the hamza, the vowel before it, the vowel after it. All of these are considerations that have to be looked at to determine what seat it's going to be written on. Okay, so this exercise requires us to do two things. It says, Adif al-asma'a al-atiyata. Adif means what? Put in idhafa. Mudhafun, mudhafun ilay. Remember what is mudhafun, mudhafun ilay, right? Huh? When we have two words connected in a construct phrase. Okay? Like Baytullah, the house of Allah. Alright.
Mudhaf is the thing that's possessed.
Mudhaf is the first part of the construction. Mudhafun ilay is the second part of the construction. Yeah, I mean, that's what they say in the book, the possessor and the possessed. But remember we said that idhafa doesn't always mean possession and possessed. It doesn't always have that meaning. But rather has the meaning of. It may be possession, it may not be possession. Because the house of Allah, naam, it's owned by Allah. But what about the key of the car? The key is not owned by the car. Okay, what about the son of Muhammad? He doesn't own his son. I mean, it's his son, yeah, he doesn't own him. He's not, son is not property. Oh, especially if you say the wife of Ahmed. She's not owned by Ahmed. Contrary to popular misconception. Right? So, idhafa does not always mean ownership. That's how they explained it in the book. But it doesn't always mean ownership. It means of. The wife of Muhammad, the son of Muhammad, the key of the car, the door of the house. It doesn't always mean ownership. Okay? Yeah, it does in many cases, but not all the time. Okay, so we're talking about idhafa here, and we're just talking about words that end with hamza, that's written on the line, and when they're in idhafa with a pronoun, we have to write them on a seat. That's all we're doing here, okay? So the example says, well, first of all, the instruction says, adif al-asma al-atiyah. Connect the following nouns in idhafa. Marra ila ism dhahir, once to a clear noun. Wa ukhra, and the next time ila dhamir, and the next time to a pronoun. Kama hu muwaddahun, as it is made clear fil mithal, in the example. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Okay, so the first time you're going to connect it to a ism dhahir, a clear noun, as opposed to a what? A dhamir, pronoun. What do we mean by ism dhahir? We mean a noun that's not a pronoun. Because a pronoun is something that's hidden, sort of. Okay? This dhamir means something that's inside something. Okay? So dhamir is a pronoun, and an ism dhahir is a regular noun. That's not a pronoun. Alright? So the first one is going to be connected to a regular pronoun, a clear noun. Second one is going to be connected to a pronoun. The example, abna'un. That's the word. We're going to connect it to a clear noun, abna'u Muhammadin. When you put it in the idhafa, you have to do two things. Number one, you have to get rid of the tanween. Because the first part of a construct phrase never takes alif, lam, or tanween. So abna'un becomes abana'u. And the second part of the construct phrase is always majrur with kasra. So you have abana'u Muhammadin. And then we connect it to a dhamir, a pronoun, abana'uhu. Abana'uhu. Okay, also in this case, the tanween is removed. But also we're saying what? That the hamza is written on a seat. Abna'uhu. Okay, somebody take the first one. Asma'un. Asma'un. Go ahead. read. أسماء الطلاب. نعم. And the pronoun, ضمير. أسماؤهم. What does أسماء mean?
Names.
أسماء الطلاب means what? The names of the students. أسماؤهم means what? Their names. Okay, the second one. زملاء. With a single vowel. It doesn't have تنوين. ممنوع من الصرف. Go ahead. زملاء حامد. نعم, with a pronoun. ضمير. زملاؤك. Okay, what does زملاء mean? Classmates or colleagues, associates. Plural of what? What's the singular of زملاء?
زميل.
Okay. زملاء حامدين means what?
The
classmates of Hamid or Hamid's classmates. زملاؤك means what?
Your
classmates. Okay, the last one. أصدقاء. نعم, نجم الدين. أصدقاء المدرس. نعم, with the ضمير. Pronoun. أصدقاءه. Okay, أصدقاء is from the pattern أفعلاء, which does not take تنوين. It's ممنوع من الصرف. Doesn't take تنوين. Okay, when you put it with the اسم ظاهر, he said أصدقاء المدرسي. المدرسي. Okay, when you put it with the ضمير, a pronoun, he said أصدقاءه. أصدقاءه. What does أصدقاء المدرسي mean? The friends of the teacher. أصدقاؤه means what? The friends of him or his friends. Okay, exercise number 4 on the bottom of page 71. Exercise number 4 says, اقرأ المثال ثم حول الجملة الآتية مثله. اقرأ المثال. What does that mean? Read the example. ثم حول. Then transform الجملة الآتية. The following sentences. مثله. Like it. يا داود. يا داود. Like it. It means مثله. Like it. Okay. Read the example. Then transform the following sentences. Like it in the same way. What's the example? مثال. الطالب ذهب إلى المطعم. What does that mean? The student went to the restaurant. Now you have to change it to what? You have to change it just like an example. What did they change? They changed it from singular to plural. So you have to change it from singular to plural. الطالب, they changed it to الطلاب. ذهب, they changed it to ذهبوا, plural. Alright? So the student went to the restaurant. They changed it to the students. They went to the restaurant. الطلاب ذهبوا إلى المطعم. Okay, so they want you here to work with the plural verb form. For masculine, third person. Changing it from masculine, third person singular to masculine, third person plural. Okay? So like for example, if you had akala, it would become plural what? Akalu. If you had shariba, it would become?
Sharibu.
If you had dakhala, it would become?
Dakhalu.
Kataba? Katabu. Huwa kataba? Hum? Katabu. Alright? Somebody take the first one. Somebody take the first one. Where we at? What exercise are we on? Okay, read the first one. I think we're on the next page. Did you turn the page with us? We're on page 72, on the top of page 72. Okay, read the first one.
الطالب
جلس Give him some help. Yeah, Dawood, give him some help. Huh? Read it from the beginning. At-talibu.
At-talibu. Jalasa.
Fi. Fil-fasli. Okay, what does at-talibu jalasa fil-fasli? What does it mean? The student sat in the classroom. Okay, somebody give me the plural of that. Somebody give me the plural. Naam?
Tulabu jalasu
fil fasli. At-tulabu jalasu fil fasli. Okay, the next one, second one. Somebody else. Naam, go ahead. Hanif, go ahead. Okay, first the singular. Read the singular first.
Al mudarrisu kharaja min al mudarrisati.
Min al madrasati.
Madrasati.
Naam. Give us the plural.
Al mudarrisuna.
Al mudarrisuna. Plural. Kharaja plural. What's the plural of kharaja?
Kharaju. Kharaju.
Kharaju.
Kharajuhu min. Al-Madrasati.
Min al-Madrasati. Okay, the singular, Al-Mudarrisu Kharaja Min al-Madrasati. The plural, Al-Mudarrisuna Kharaju. Kharaju Min al-Madrasati. Okay, the plural of Kharaja, Kharaju. Huwa Kharaja, Hum Kharaju. Huwa Jalasa, Hum Jalasu. Okay, number three. Who take number three? Okay, let's give Dawood a shot. He's been quiet here.
Ataju Zahaba Asuku.
Ila Asuku? Ila is a preposition. Does it take Dhamma after it? إلى السوق okay التاجر ذهب إلى السوق okay give us the plural
التاجر ذهب
إلى السوق أو إلى السوق okay what's the plural of التاجر يا داود somebody help him التجار تجار والضمة شدة فتحة ألف التجار التجار ذهبوا إلى السوق okay exercise number 5 التمرين الخامس التمرين الخامس okay we have to read these well you're supposed to read them and write them we're going to read them And we're going to translate them, okay? Somebody read them, and all of us will translate them together. I'm going to give somebody else this one. Somebody who didn't read yet. Who didn't read yet today? Okay, Naam. Sadiq. Sadiq. Again? Is that the singular or plural? Okay, tulabu fil fasli. What is the meaning? Anybody? The students are in the classroom. Okay, take the next one, Ahmed.
Man
haulai al awladu. Naam. What does it mean?
Who are these boys?
Who are these boys or who are these children? Keep reading.
Ahum abna'uka.
Ahum abna'uka. What does it mean?
Are they your
sons? Are they your sons? Keep reading.
La hum abna'u akhi.
La hum abna'u akhi. What does that mean?
No, they are my brothers.
They are my brother's sons, or the sons of my brother. Okay? Men ha'ulai al-awlad, ahum abna'uka, la hum abna'u akhi. Okay, ha'ulai is the plural of what? Hadha or hadhihi. Al-awlad is the plural of what?
Walad.
Hum is the plural of what?
Huwa.
Abana is the plural of? Ibn. Okay, that's it. Those are the plurals. Take it easy. We'll come to you, inshallah. Who else didn't read it? Okay, the brother over here, he hasn't read yet. Number three.
Man haulai nas. Hum hijadu min Turkiya.
Naam. Okay?
Man haulai nas. Hum hijadu min Turkiya.
Hujjaj is with Dhamma. On the wazn of what? Fu'al with Dhamma. Hujjaj. And this is also one of the benefits of knowing the awzan. That when you know the wazn, you also know the vowels of words that you're not really that familiar with. You might not really remember that word that well, but if you know the wazn, then you know the voweling of words from their wazn. So you know that this has to be Hujjaj, because it's on the wazn of fu'al, which is pronounced with dhamma. Men haulai nas, what does this mean? Anybody? Who are these people? Haulai is used for things near. For things far, you say what? We'll see in the end of the lesson, ulaika. So haulai is the plural of hadha, which means, hadha means this, for things near. And haulai means these. Ulaika means those. Okay? Men haulai nas. Who are these people? Hum hujjajun min Turkiya. What does that mean?
They are pilgrims
from Turkey. Hujjaj is the plural of what? Hajjun. Naam. Okay, number five. Who didn't read yet? Number four. Now, we're going to let you read again. Go ahead. Keep you awake, inshallah.
Aina al-tajiru.
Is it tajiru or? Tujjar. Ala wazn fu'al. Dhamma. Tujjar. Aina al-tujjaru. What does that mean? Aina al-tujjaru. Where are the merchants? Go ahead, keep reading. Dahaba?
Dahabu?
Naam. Ila? Ila, after ila as a preposition, the word must end with kasra. Brothers and sisters, please try to remember our basic rules. The noun after a preposition is majroor, takes kasra. Unless the word is mamnu' min al-sarf. Words that are mamnu' min al-sarf don't take kasra. It's not mamnu' min al-sarf, it has to take kasra after a preposition. Ayna tujjaru? Dhahabu ila suqi. Where did they go? To the marketplace. Where are the merchants? They went to the marketplace. Okay, number five. Naam, Ahmed.
Men haulai rijalu hum duyufun.
Men haulai ar-rijalu hum duyufun. What does it mean? Men haulai ar-rijalu. Who are these men? Hum duyufun. They are guests. Haulai is the plural of what? Or? Hadha or hadhi. Ar-rijal is the plural of what? Rajulun. Hum is the plural of what? Huwa. Duyuf is the plural of what? Daif. Daif. Naam. Taib, number six. Somebody over here on the other side. Nobody over here wants to read? We'll wait. You'll get your turn. Don't worry. Be patient. Nobody? Now, Bilal. Number six. في المدرسة. طيب الفلاحون في الحقول وأبناؤهم في المدرسة. What does الفلاحون mean? The farmers. الحقول. What does حقول mean? The fields. طيب الفلاحون في الحقول. What does that mean? The farmers are in the fields. وأبناؤهم في المدرسة. And their sons are in the school. طيب نعم. Next one, number seven, يا إبراهيم.
أين الطلاب الجدد؟
أين الطلاب الجدد؟ What does that mean? Where are the new students? Answer.
بعضهم في الفصل وبعضهم عند المدير.
بعضهم في الفصل وبعضهم عند المدير. What does that mean? بعضهم في الفصل. Some of them in the classroom. وبعضهم عند المدير. And some of them with the principal, the director. نعم. طيب, what is the singular of طلاب? طالب. What is the singular of جدد?
جديد.
طيب. جيد. Okay. Number eight. Number eight. Yeah. صادق. Next one is for you, young man. Sit down. Pay attention. Next one is for you. أعمامي تجار كبار. أعمامي تجار كبار. What is the meaning of أعمامي? My uncles. أعمام is the plural of what? أم. أعمامي, my uncles are تجار كبار. What does that mean? My uncles are what?
Big
merchants. تجار is the plural of what? تاجر. كبار is the plural of what? كبير. Okay, this one is for you. Number What's the first word? هؤلاء. Second word? إخوتي. طيب, هؤلاء إخوتي. What does this mean? These are my brothers. Ikhwa is the plural of what? Akh. Akh. Its plural is ikhwa. And haulai is the plural of what? Hadha. Or hadhihi, but in this case it's hadha, right? Because it's masculine. Taib, number 10. Okay, go ahead, Dawood. أبناؤك أبناؤك
أبناؤك
يا That's a name. علي. You need to practice. أين أبناؤك يا علي؟ What's the answer?
دكان.
نعم, دكان. Okay. is pronounced Ya Aliyu with a single vowel, because after harf al-nida ya, the tanween is changed to a single vowel. Aina abna'uka ya Ali? What does it mean?
Where's your son?
Where's your father? What does abna'uka mean? Where are your sons? Ya Ali, O Ali. Hum fi dukkani. What does that mean?
They are in the shop.
In the shop. Okay. Number 11. Fadl.
الطلاب الكبار للملعب
ملعب
ملعب الطلاب الكبار للفصل.
طيب الطلاب الكبار في الملعب والطلاب الصغار في الفصل. What is the meaning? الطلاب والكبار. The big students في الملعب are in the playground. والطلاب والصغار and the small students في الفصل are in the classroom. طيب طلاب is the plural of what? طالب. طالب. كبار is the plural of what? كبير. الملعب means what? The playground. طلاب I mean الصغار. الصغار is the plural of what? صغير. Okay. نعم. Number 12. فتية.
فتية. إخوة.
إخوة. إخوة. نعم. هؤلاء الفتية إخوة. نعم.
أبوهم إمام. إمام هذا المسجد.
إمام وإمام.
إمام هذا المسجد.
إمام هذا is مضاف مضافا إليه. Well, it's mudaf mudaf ilay. Imam is mudafun to hadha, which is mudafun ilay. So it can't take right, can't take tanween. So read the last part of it again. Abuhum
imamu hadha al-masjid.
Naam, abuhum imamu with a single vowel hadha al-masjid. Okay, what's the meaning of haulai al-fityatu ikhwatun? These young boys or young men are brothers. أبوهم إمام هذا المسجد. Their father is the Imam of the Masjid. This Masjid. This Masjid. Their father is the Imam of this Masjid. Number 13. Number 13. Number 13. Put your hand down. Yeah, over here. What's your name, Akhi?
Farid.
Yeah. You want to take number 13?
Right.
Thank you. طيب هؤلاء الرجال فلاحون من قريتي. Huh? What is the meaning of هؤلاء الرجال? These men are فلاحون. Farmers. فل والشد on the lamb. فلاحون. They are farmers. من قريتي. From the village. From my village. قريتي. From my village. قرية means village or city. قرية means village or city. Today it is mainly used for village. But originally قرية also means city. All right. 13. 14. 14. Naam. Fadl Hanif.
Aina al-tulabi.
Aina al-tulabu.
Al-tulabu. Al-jadid.
That's the plural of jadid. What's the plural of jadid? Dhamma dhamma. Judud. Al-jududu. أين الطلاب الجدد؟ نعم. Answer. Or there's still another question. Okay. What's the meaning of أين الطلاب الجدد؟
Where are the new students?
Good. Keep reading.
أخرجوا that's a question. أخرجوا What does it mean? أخرجوا Did they go out? Did they go outside? The answer?
نعم
خرجوا
وذهبوا إلى المكتب
إلى المكتبة إلى المكتبة
Yes, they went to the library.
They went outside and then they went to the library or the bookstore. Naam. What's the singular of tulab? At-talib. The singular of judud? The singular of kharaju? Kharaja. Naam. The singular of zahabu? Zahaba. Taib. Number 15. Somebody over here. In the corner. I'm sorry. Before that one. What?
أهؤلاء
الأطباء
مسلمون
نعم أهؤلاء الأطباء مسلمون What does the question mean? Are these doctors Muslims? The answer? نعم هم مسلمون Yes They are Muslims Yes they are Muslims Okay last one Take the last one لي أبناء صغار Notice أبناء is on the wazn of أفعال أفعال is not ممنوع من الصرف It takes تنوين لي أبناء صغار What does that mean?
I have small sons
Read, keep reading
بعضهم في المدرسة الابتدائية
نعم بعضهم في المدرسة الابتدائية الابتدائية What does that mean? بعضهم في المدرسة الابتدائية
Some of them are in the elementary school
or primary school. Finish reading.
وبعضهم في المدرسة المتوسطة
وبعضهم في المدرسة المتوسطة المتوسطة No long vowels شدة No long vowels المتوسطة What does that mean? وبعضهم في المدرسة المتوسطة And some of them in the middle school نعم junior high school طيب Okay last exercise اكتب جمع الكلمات الآتية What does it mean? اكتب جمع
Right
The جمع What's the جمع? The plural of الكلمات الآتية
Of the following words
Write the plural of the following words طيب Now you can close your book and just listen You don't have to lose your page but close it I don't want you to look I want you to listen We're going to do this exercise orally. You could do it at home as a written exercise. Okay, I'm going to give you the singular. I want you to give me the plural. I'm going to give you the singular. I want you to give me the plural. كبيرٌ كبارٌ جيد مسلمون مسلمون رجلٌ رجالٌ ابنٌ أبناءٌ ضيف ضيوف فتى فتية حاج حجاج أخ إخوة صغير صغار طويل طوال غني
أغنياء
فقير الفقراء. طيب, okay, we're going back to the book now. We have at the end of this lesson الكلمات الجديدة, which means what? The new words, the new words. الكلمات الجديدة, the new words. The first word is الحقل, and its plural, its gem is حقول. What does it mean of حقل?
Feel.
The next word going across is الناس, which means what?
People.
The people. القرية, the village or city. Next line down, الضيف, the guest. And the plural of guest is what? ضيوف. الشيخ, the old man or the learned man. And it has many other meanings. المطعم, the restaurant, the place of ta'am. المدرسة الابتدائية, elementary school. Okay, we're near the end of our time. Actually, the class today goes up until 1:45, so we still have a few minutes. The class from now on goes up to 1:45, we have a few minutes, inshallah. What we're going to do at this time, I want to explain to you part B, and I want you to do part B for homework. And inshallah, in the next class, we're going to finish part B. And part C is very short. So we might do part B and C next week. So what I'm going to suggest that you do, now we won't be able to do both of them, unless everybody comes well rested and well read, having reviewed the lesson and did some homework, we might be able to do these last two parts, okay? Part B, there's a brief dialogue here, or text, that you have to read. And after that, there are exercises. About what? 6 or 7 exercises? 5, 6? Only 6 exercises. Okay? Only 6 exercises. So for homework, I want you to read the text for part B. And I want you to do the exercises. Right now, what we're going to do is we're going to go over each exercise a little bit, just so you can see how to do it. And then you're going to do it for homework. Okay? And in the next class, inshallah, we'll go through it thoroughly. Okay? After you read the text, the first exercise on page 74. Exercise. First exercise for part B of lesson 13. It says, حول المبتدأ. حول المبتدأ. What does that mean? Change or transform the مبتدأ. What's the مبتدأ? It's the subject, the first word of a جملة اسمية, a nominal sentence. A sentence that begins with a noun, the first word of that sentence is called the مبتدأ. It's the subject in English. So change or transform the subject في الجمل الآتية, in the following sentences, إلى جمع, make it plural. It's going to be singular. They want you to change the مبتدأ to plural. كما هو موضح, as it is made clear في المثال, in the example. Okay, the example is what? هذه بنت. You have to change it to plural. So you got to change هذه to what? هؤلاء. You have to change بنت to what? بنات. Okay, notice that this part B is going to deal with feminine plurals. Feminine plurals. Okay, normally the feminine sound plural is formulated by taking the last letter before the termabuta and elongating it, making it fatta alif, and then changing the termabuta to a regular open ta. So the termabuta on the end, we're going to elongate the vowel before it, fatta alif, and then we're going to change the termabuta to a regular ta, regular t. Not termabuta, a regular open ta maftuha. Alright? That's how most of the feminine sound plurals are formulated. But some of them are irregular a little bit, so you have to memorize them. Some of them are irregular. So bint is a little irregular. Okay? But it's still close. It's banat. Walaikum salam. Taliba is talibat. Mudarrisa is mudarrisat. Tabiba is tabibat. Muslima is muslimat. What's zawja? Listen up. What's zawja? Plural? Zawjat. Okay? Pay attention. Alright. The first exercise, you change the mubtada and then whatever else has to be changed. So the first example is going to... Somebody give me the first one. The first one, Naam, Ahmed. Okay, هذه طالبة will become هَؤُلَاءِ طالبات. The second one. نعم. هذه المدرسة becomes هؤلاء المدرسات. الطالبات, المدرسات, الطبيبات, المسلمات, like this. Okay? So this is what we're going to do with this exercise. Inshallah, try to do it for homework. Write it out, practice reading it until it becomes easy for you. Notice though, right? When you look at the plurals here, you're going to see some of these are sound broken plurals. Bint, banat. Taliba, talibat. Mudarrisa, mudarrisat. Tabiba, tabibat. Muslima, muslimat. Zawja, zawjat. Ukht is a little irregular. Akhawat. Fatat is also a little irregular because there's a ya coming in there. Fatayat. But look at jadida and kabira and sagira and tawila. Notice that these words here, jadida, is only the feminine form of jadid. And kabira is the feminine form of kabir. And sagira is the feminine form of sagir. And tawila is the feminine form of tawil. These are not originally feminine words. They are regular words that we just have the feminine form, and the plural of them is the same as the masculine. Okay? Feminine words like zawja and ukht and bint have feminine sound plurals. But words that are actually have a masculine and feminine form really is the same, except it has tarmabuta, then the plural is going to be the same as the plural for the masculine. So we already know those plurals already, okay? So note, pay attention. Words that are originally feminine words, like bint and ukht and that are only feminine. There's no masculine form for It's a different word altogether, right? What's the masculine? What would be the masculine form of Ab, but it's not really the masculine form of It's a different word altogether. Ab and are two different words altogether. So these are words that are actually originally feminine. And ukht. Okay? So these words, they actually, these are the type of words that we're looking for a feminine sound plural from. As far as other words that are just the feminine form of a masculine word, like Muslim and Muslima, and Kafir and Kafira, and Mu'min and Mu'mina, then we're not going to look for a special form for all of those words. Some of them, many of those words are just going to have the same plural. Okay, especially if they're adjectives, like Kabir, and Sagir, and Tawil, and Jadid, these are adjectives. So the form of them is going to be the same as the form for the plurals. So jadida, the form, the plural for it, is going to be the same plural we had for jadid, judud. Kabira, the plural for it, is going to be the same as the plural that we had for kabir, kibar. Sagira, the plural for it is the same as sagir, sigar. Tawila, the same as the plural for tawil, tiwal. Okay, second exercise, read and write. What do we have to do with this exercise? We have to read it, and we have to write it. And that's pretty easy. Not much to do. Third exercise. Page 76. Third exercise. اقرأ المثال ثم حول الجملة الآتية مثله. اقرأ المثال. Read the example. ثم حول. Then transform الجملة الآتية. The following sentences. مثله. Like it. Okay, look at the example. مثال. زينب خرجت من الفصل. زينب خرجت من الفصل. Now we want to transform it, right? Just the way it is in this example. What's transformed? Zainab, which was singular, becomes the plural. Zainab wa Aminatu wa Maryamu. And that's because what? We want to use the feminine plurals, verbs in this exercise. The feminine singular, right? For third person feminine singular, خرجت, it's plural. خرجنا. That noon on the end is the noon and niswa, which indicates feminine plurality. So from kharajat, we're going to use the verb what? خرجنا. From ذهبت, we're going to get the verb what? ذهبنا. طيب. From جلست, we're going to get what? جلسنا. From ذهب, again, ذهبنا. Okay, if we had أكلت, we would get what? أكلنا. Be careful that we don't elongate this vowel. Because if you say أكلنا, it means what? نحن أكلنا. We ate. Akalna. That's feminine plural. Akalna is first person plural for masculine or feminine. Okay, so be careful that you don't elongate that vowel. Akalna. Jalasna. Kharajna. Because if you say kharajna, it means we all went out. And we don't want to say that. We want to say what? Hunna kharajna. Yeah, for non-Arabic speaking people, we'd probably do it all the time. Now, okay, so this exercise what? Is working with the feminine, third person, feminine plural verb form. Hunna kharajna. Dakhalna. Jalasna. Like this. Okay? Fourth exercise. Fourth exercise is using the ism ishara for things which are near. Okay, what is the ism ishara for things which are near? Hadha and hadhihi. Hadha for masculine, hadhihi for feminine, and for plural, whether masculine or feminine is the same, ha'ulai. So you have three choices here for pointing to things which are near. You have the masculine singular, hadha. You have the feminine singular, hadhihi. And you have the plural for masculine or feminine, ha'ulai. So in this exercise, what they want you to do is they want you to choose which ism ishara should you use, hadha or hadhihi or ha'ulai. If it's singular, you got to know is it masculine or feminine. If it's plural, it doesn't matter. All the plurals are going to be same, whether it's masculine or feminine. Okay? So the first one will be what? Hadha akhi. The second one will be what? Hadhihi ukhti. The third one will be what? Ha'ulai rijal. The fourth one will be what? Ha'ulai mudarrisuna. The fifth one will be what? Ha'ulai talibatun. The sixth one will be what? Hadihi, singular, ummi. The seventh one will be what? Hadha abi, singular. The eighth one will be what? Hadihi talibatun, feminine singular. The ninth one will be what? Ha'ulai tabibatun, plural. And the tenth one will be what? Ha'ulai tujjarun, naam. That's the fourth exercise, dealing with ism ishara, singular, masculine and feminine, and plural. The fifth exercise is da'a fil amakin al khaliyah. What does that mean? Da'a fil amakin al khaliyah. What does it mean? Da'a means put. Fil amakin, amakin is the plural of makan. Put in the places or spaces, al khaliyah, in the empty spaces. Min al-jumla al-atiya, from the following sentences, what are you going to put in it? Dhamiran munasiban. You're going to put appropriate dhamir. Here we're dealing with what? The dhamirs for third person, singular, masculine and feminine, and third person, plural, masculine and feminine. Okay, all of these pronouns are what? Third person, when you're talking about somebody. He or she or they. Okay? He or she, huwa and hiya, and the plurals, hum, and hunna. So what do they want you to do here? They want you to put in the proper pronoun. You have to know, is the pronoun referring to he or is it referring to she? If it's he, you're going to say huwa. If it's she, you're going to say hiya. If it's plural, masculine, you're going to say what? Hum. If it's plural, feminine, you're going to say what? Hunna. So for the feminine, you're either going to say hiya or hunna. For the masculine, you're going to either say what? Huwa or hum. That's what this exercise is, okay? So it's a reading exercise, it's a vocabulary exercise, it's a plural exercise, but the main point of this exercise is the pronouns. Huwa and hiya, whenever it's singular, hum and hunna, if it's plural. And the last exercise is dealing with plurals. And these plurals are mixed here between feminine and masculine. Okay, they want you, hati jam'a al-asma'i al-atiyati. Give the plurals of the following nouns. Give the plurals of the following nouns. Okay? You can look at the book. Don't worry, you can look at the book. I want you to give me the plurals as I read them to you. Ukhtun. Akhawatun. Bintun. Banatun. Muslimatun. مسلمات طبيبة طبيبات طبيب الطباء زوج أزواج زوجة زوجات فتاة فتاة is feminine فتيات فتيات فتاة فتيات فتاة masculine is فتية this is feminine فتاة فتاة فتيات كبيرة كبار طويلة طوال جديدة جدد أخ إخوة كبير كبار جديد جدد excellent ما شاء الله excellent okay and the last thing at the end of this lesson is what أسماء الإشارة للقريب these are the demonstrative pronouns when you're pointing to things which are near if they are singular they're either هذا or هذه masculine and feminine if they are plural they are the same هؤلاء and that's the end of part B So for homework, what do you have to do? The exercises for part B. The exercises for part B. Read the key, which you should have read already for homework for this week. Read it again. Read the key. Read the dialogue and do the exercises. Next week in class, we're going to go through all the exercises for part B and hopefully try to start part C. So also look at the key and the dialogue for part C. But the main thing for homework next week is do all the exercises for part B. Read the key. Read the dialogue and try to do all the exercises for part B. Wallahu musta'an. Is there anybody whose name I don't have for the attendance? Is there anybody whose name I don't have? Or maybe I don't have your name on the attendance? No, no, I have your name on the attendance. I have your name now. Yeah, Dawood. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك.